Great. Thank you, Junior. Greetings, everyone. This is a real strong morning. We're having the apostolic setting. I want to begin by reading from God's Word, scriptures that you know of, and I want to put them together. In Psalm 105, verse 37, it says, He brought them forth also with silver and gold. That's the wealth. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. That's the health. Then if you look in James chapter 5, you find something else said that will help us to build this foundation we're about to build in our church, in our personal lives, and in our ministries. A foundation that has not been built. And so we're going to call it an apostolic foundation. In James 5:13, the question is asked, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalm. But then in verse 14, it asks the question, is any sick among you? That's a real pertinent question there, because I believe it's indicating that none should be sick. All right, and then we read in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah, let me build this case a minute, because I have some strong things to say to you. And many of you who are on this line need to be healed. And we got to stop letting the doctor and the medicine be our God. And I'm going to show you how to turn that around and how to teach your people to come into the divine health that God wants to have. Now, in Jeremiah 30:17, the word of God says, For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord. And look at the last part of this verse, and I think that's what has happened to the church to some degree, because we have not been open to God's wisdom of health and healing. And we're going to be going to lay it out. He says, because they called thee an outcast. And actually, the way our health is going on in ministry as well as in congregation, we're acting like we're outcasts from what Jesus has done for us on the cross, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. And men really cannot seek Zion for help. They can seek Zion for healing, but they can't seek Zion for help, because Zion has not taught help. And apostolically, God is calling us to lay hand, heal the sick, and train them how to remain healthy and not die ahead of time. Also, with those scriptures, and, you know, I'm just reading them, but you could get into them, to them. Proverbs 24 will be the last scripture, and I'll start giving you some things. Proverbs 24 at verse 3. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Now, if you read those scriptures, they will explain themselves in the order that I gave them. And I want to build an apostolic foundation for health. You know, over the years, many of you on the phone, we have seen many healing crusades, thousands of people hand laid upon. Actually, health is not a miracle. It's a birthright. Did you hear that? Health is not a miracle. When somebody gets healed in God's family, that's not a miracle. It's a birthright. And so there's a few points I wrote down and a few apostolic foundation we're going to lay this morning for your help, because either one of us, in studying and understanding this, you know, I've started out before and I went out, but I see the Lord got me in this channel of money coming, wealth coming to the body of Christ, and help coming to the body of Christ, which is Psalm 105, 37. We never have seen this because we have been sick as the sinner. And it's because we have made doctors our God and medicine our anointing. And so we're going to have to change that. We can use that system. We can use that system temporarily, but we cannot teach nor take our own life as a lifestyle. It's an insult to the blood of Jesus, an insult to the cross. So we have to find out what we need to do as apostolic beings to lay the proper foundation for the church in this century, that they may know how to walk in divine health. So we have put down laying an apostolic foundation for the God kind of health. Laying an apostolic foundation for the God kind of health. Now, there's a few things the Lord has taught me about this. Number one, you will only be able to see or grasp this blueprint by yielding to an apostolic anointing. Now, when you talk about apostolic anointing, there are eight things I taught in my class last night about this apostolic master builder. When something is being built, or a government is being built, and a portal is being opened from heaven to bring something to the church that she's in need of, in want of, in desire of, and must have, and that's health. So here in one of these eight foundations, number seven says, an apostle as a master builder serve as a reformer who oppose false doctrine, false religious structure. Our health has been placed on a false religious structure, a false worldly structure, a false structure. And we have to face it that too many Christians are sick. Too many Christians has diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems. Too many Christians die of suffering life. Too many Christians die premature death. When God said in his word, Psalm 91, if you set your love on me, I'll answer your prayer, satisfy you with a long life. Why is it? So the body of Christ has mixed faith with medicine. They have mixed faith with doctors. But they never have mixed faith with taking care of your temple, taking care of the body that your spirit and soul live in properly. And men want to push this on the side, even ministers want to push this on the side, but this apostolic call to help to the body of Christ, help to your churches that are under this apostolic setting, talk to your family members, the call is being made. So he says, a reform of false religious structure, apathy, lukewarmness, demonic spiritual governments. I mean sickness and disease. It's been under a demonic spiritual government and false religion voices. So we have to, that's number one. That's number seven of these eight marks of an apostolic anointing and mantle. That we need this in order to grasp and understand what the Spirit of God is leading us to do. First, I want you well. I want you to know that there is no incurable disease. I want you to know that health is available to you today. And it's progressive. It did not start overnight, but we have to change our way of thinking about it, talking about it, for lack of a better word, faithing about it. We got to use our faith different. And when we put before our congregation that we are healthy because of this, then we can begin to teach them how to receive their health. You know, I learned from a man that the doctors got 2,500 diseases on the book, but there's only one disease, and that's malfunctioning cells. Now, it may look like a jump off and left faith. No. What happened? Why we believe in God and nothing changes? Why are we taking medicine and nothing changes? Because we're dealing with the symptom, putting poison upon poison. That's a fact. And we need to deal with this in the body of Christ. We need to stop being so spiritual that we cannot present our body to God as a living sacrifice or bring our body under subjection, that after we have preached to others, we be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:27. That is exactly what has been happening to us. I've been four decades and over. Exactly what has been happening to us. We preach to others, but ourselves are being a castaway because the enemy don't like us. He know he don't like us because we the leaders. So he wants us to be just as sick as everybody else. So we cannot testify. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We got to have a testimony, children. We got to have a testimony that God restores health to the body of Christ. So to grasp this, you're going to have to be in an apostolic anointing, an apostolic mantle, an apostolic connection, because religiously or ritually or regularly, we have for centuries, we've been dying just like everybody else, dying crippled, feeble, not ready to die. Our assignment is not finished. We die ahead of time. So we got to turn this thing around with an apostolic blueprint, an apostolic foundation, an apostolic anointing, apostolic wisdom, apostolic understanding, apostolic knowledge. We got to turn this thing around intelligently in the spirit. The second thing I wrote, the body of Christ is suffering by trying to do everything by praying and confessing the word, but is in high failure of taking care of themselves properly. I'm a profound faith man. I believe in being led by the Spirit of God, but I have a physical body that has to be taken care of. We got to understand that. The Bible says in the 23rd Psalm, God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy. We've been eating from the enemy's table and then get sort of nonchalant when we're talked to about this because, you know, we have our favorite thing that's killing us. So we're gonna have to ask the Lord. I'm asking the Lord, I'm praying for LTME that the Lord open our eyes. Many of you on this line right now taking one medicine, some taking two, three, four medicines. And we're acting like we're secular. Not spiritual, we're secular. We act like we don't have no God that can bring deliverance to us. We have to go to the same route the world takes. Well, that's an end come to that today. But we need to start feeding ourselves properly. You know, I give you a G-bone. We need to, if you're really fighting something in your body, you need to learn how to eat raw for a while to get live food into your cells to change that condition. Then you can go back and put a percentage. But that's wisdom. Green, bean, onion, mushroom, berries, and seed. Now, when I see something, I'm a stickler for it. I think God called me at this apostolic hour for you. You connected to me. You trust me. You believe that I'm a man of God. Well, today I want to minister to you. I don't want to be burying you. I want you down on a bed of affliction. It ain't right. You love God too much. You know, we have in the Baptist church in different ways, we have when a person dies, we say it's because of sin. Holy people are sick. That's not right. All we say is if their time was up, God was ready for them. No, God ain't ready for you before you finish your course and before you live a long, prosperous life over 100 years old. God ain't ready for you. That's not the way God deals. So we got to understand it. We got to stop fighting it, stop joking about it, stop making these little excuses about it tomorrow. You know, we got to stop playing with this. This is not nothing to play with. We need to pray about this and get an alignment on our bodies so we can run this race strong and go to the finish. All right? So now, the third thing, they have accepted the world way of health, which is no health at all. Therefore, they are as sick as the world. We have accepted just like the world. We go down the line. So it's got to be some wisdom. It's got to be some insight. It's got to be something we don't know. It's got to be something we are not doing. I know, you know, my faith work. I know the blood work. I know the word of God work. I know prayer work. So it's got to be something we are not doing. And we cannot ignore it. We cannot turn our head. We cannot make jokes about it. We got to become serious about this in our prayer time, in our scripture reading time, that the Holy Spirit can give us a revelation on this thing, that we're going to wipe sickness and disease out of our lives, out of our family life, and age has nothing to do with it. Those cells are constantly being renewed. You got 80 trillion cells on the inside of you. That's where Psalm 139, 14 come in. Praise the Lord, for we are fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made, and our soul knows right well. So we're trying to get healed just by our spirit, with our soul, without our soul. Our soul, our thinking, our emotion, in our soul, that's what takes control of our body. So we got to have the total man, the spirit, soul, not just the spirit man, soul and body involved in this thing, and eating got something to do with it. All right? Now, this is a strong one, but we need to deal with it. I need you to hear this. I need you, your connection, to stay connected here. Doctors have become their God, and we are failing miserably. We got to, the doctors cannot be our God. Doctors deal with symptoms. They're good for emergency. And you got to make sure it's an emergency, because we make it an emergency. You know, we start saying, we run. Don't run. Wait and see what the Holy Ghost they do. The boy Esau consulted a physician before he consulted God with a foot disease and died. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she went to many physicians. The rather grew better, she grew worse. And she would have died, but since she got a hold of Jesus. So that's what we are doing today before we die. Let's get a hold of Jesus and do this thing right. All right, now, here's some other things I want you to hear. The wisdom of God has been put on the shelf by ministers and the people of God. The wisdom of God, the wisdom, listen to me, the wisdom of health is knocking on your door today. The wisdom of health for your congregation is knocking on your door today. Open that door. Don't lock that door. Don't shut that door. Don't let your mind shut up on you, because Satan is trying. Stay open, because we were born for a time such as this. I don't care what you're dealing with on this phone. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's cancer, diabetes. I don't care what it is. The same remedy. Prayer, faith, the word of God, eating right. That's the one we left off. Do you remember what Daniel did? I think it's a powerful lesson. Daniel said that he would not, in Daniel 1:8, he didn't want to defile himself with the king's dentist. I don't care what kind of revelation you get out of it. What I see is we must stop defiling ourselves eating from the enemy's table. It's so important that you hear me as your apostle, as an apostolic father. We're going into another realm, so I'm not just a father, I'm an apostolic father. And we're going into realms that we have not gone into before. So accept that wisdom, accept this knowledge, accept this understanding, according to Proverbs 24, the scripture we read. We, as blueprint ministers, must write a new blueprint, build a new foundation for sickness and disease to be handled. Hallelujah. We got to build it. We got to build it. That don't mean to go beat your folks out the head and just tell, you know, when I started out, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. No, you got to have a passionate spirit. You got to have wisdom of how to share the truth with the body of Christ because they never heard it before. Most of us have a medical epidemic in our churches. Why? Improper knowledge, improper wisdom, improper understanding. So as we lay this foundation, as I lay this foundation out of you, as my children, as my sons and daughters, as your father, we have not heard this in this extent before spiritually. We just haven't. We've been laying hand again. I'm going to almost say we've been laying hand, rebuking the devil. The devil just sat back and laughed at us because he got us eating from his table. Ask God for wisdom. I mean, some of the help I've had, I've been trying to share with the Hallelujah Diet, with the Brother Malcolm, is a Baptist preacher, the Seventh-day Adventist, Seventh-day of Adventist. They've been eating prophet for a long time, and they outlive all the miracles. Once you get your body back in alignment, then God will give you wisdom of how, then you need your money because you can't eat the regular meat. See, you follow what I'm saying? So listen to what I'm saying here now. So let me go over. I'm almost through. But y'all ain't dying on me. And I ain't going to be on a wheelchair. I ain't got no time for that. Wheelchair, crutches and all that stuff. No, y'all ain't doing this. I'm not permitting this in the LTMA because we know too much. And don't be afraid if you're dealing with something right now. Whatever you're dealing with is one disease. You start eating right sooner than you think. You're going to be off that mess. Just start eating right and taking care of yourself. Now, here's the biggest. They just came up. Sugar is the biggest carrier of cancer than anything else. You have to know that. But I like that, Apostle. All right, like it. I rebuke that because you need to take care of yourself. Now, let's look at these foundations here. I give you number seven. Number one, an apostolic master builder received revelation of divine strategies that enable the body of Christ to fulfill the great commission of reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We cannot reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ being sick, can't show up, broke, don't have enough money to go. So we got to get our wealth. We got to have that we have a good testimony. We can have a good testimony for Jesus Christ. Jesus died, became sin that we might be righteous, became sick that we might be well. What are we going to do with that? It's the wrong calf we've been playing with our body. We sit there on the, and eat fried chicken and all that stuff with the rest of them. We just eat what they eat. We cannot do that. The second thing is, a apostolic master builder served as generals, commanders of an army of believers who have matured from childhood to sonship. Now that's Galatians 4:1-6 all day long. Our son, unless we step in this sonship, we will never have matured sonship. We will never have total health. We have to mature in this area because we got to stop being a child and step into our sonship. Let me read it to you again. Serve as the apostolic master builders, serve as generals and commanders of an army of believers. You remember Joel army and Joel 2? Who have matured from childhood to sonship. Ron them heard this last night. They was in my class. Who are made ready to be sent into the hardest field of this world and to advance and establish the kingdom of God. You can't do that broke. You can't do that sick. Now, if you're on any kind of medicine, you're sick. Because what happened is we think because we get numbers going down that we're well, but you're not. The disease still working on your body. Your cells are still malfunctioning. You got medicine. The medicine works on the symptom to make the numbers go down. And you got your numbers right here. Well, we got it now. You ain't got nothing. That disease is still, the root of that disease is still in your body. You have to understand that. That's why you have to study, research, ask God questions. Y'all use YouTube for everything else. Start studying about your health. Carol and I are constantly studying, trying to find ways to enhance and advance the body of Christ. Number three, the apostolic master builder teaches the church the value of being interrelated and networkers and team players. That's what I'm calling you on now, to make a way for apostolic and what you're getting right now, apostolic direction. You're getting apostolic empowerment, and you're getting an apostolic sending. Direction, empowerment, and sending for your health and those whom God has put under your care. You will be held responsible from this day forward that you are not going to let a piece of meat or let a piece of cake or anything else rob you of the revelation of how to start a revolution of health in the body of Christ. Restoration is what we talk about. We need restoration. Then number four, you, because you're connected to this apostolic anointing, you become a master builder. Number four says possess a willingness to entertain, listen very carefully, new possibilities and a readiness to explore unfamiliar yet biblical practices. I love that one. We're exploring this today. We're entering into a zone of new possibility for health. I'm so excited. New possibility. No, I don't care if you're on nine medicine. How many years ago? 7 or 8 years ago, they wanted to put me on nine medicine. I didn't take them. Nine. I was, some years ago, I went to check something. I forgot what it was. And the doctor had me all hooked up there. And I said, no, I pulled everything off. He said, you might die. I said, all right, okay. Martell, right there, you were there with me. I walked out years ago, walked out. And I didn't know what I didn't know what I knew now, but I knew God was a better God than what was happening to my body. So I just got out of there. And then God healed me. But by the same token, I'm not saying get off your medicine. I'm saying stay on your medicine because nutrition going to choke your medicine. Nutrition going to knock your medicine out. Nutrition going to make your body so strong. I got a testimony. What is Coin disease? That disease is Crohn's disease. I got a letter on my desk right now. Man, gut bust. Man, they put him on all kinds of medicine. When I first started teaching this, him and his wife, follow me. Every step I'm going, follow me. And today, he gave the testimony. He went back to the doctor for a checkup 1 year. They wouldn't tell him what the result was. He went back the next year. He said, Doc, I didn't get it for the other year, what my test was. He said, let's sit down and look at it. They got their computer, and they couldn't find an ounce of that Crohn disease. Crohn disease. Couldn't find an ounce of it. You know, that disease, each of them keeps running to the restaurant. Couldn't find an ounce of it. And so the doctor said, oh, the Lord healed me. Holy God. He said, doctor, no, the medicine healed you. But the doctor didn't know. He was off the medicine for 18 months and eating right. The doctor didn't know that. You see my point? And I'm getting testimony. I'm getting testimony to you now because I'm telling them I'm going to send the testimony to you. I got another testimony with a woman who had cancer. Vitamin C. Now, hear me well. I recommend Beyond Health vitamin for vitamin as I improve and what. Vitamin C, you need to study about it. It deals with all kinds of diseases. Very important. Very important. New possibilities, new zone, new realm, new health, new victory, new life, new longevity is what we're talking about here in the LTMA. we're called for a reason. We meet, you know, men like we do in them, but we're called for a reason. God got some tracks he want us to take, and here it is. So now we're dealing with wealth and health, in which the body of Christ need. They would be under no other government but God. They can shut things down. If we know our revelation, we got the anointing of wealth and health upon us, we can keep moving. All right, I'll give you one or two more, then I'll close. Understand this statement with LTMA and with us together. I'm serving as an apostolic father, not just a father. The apostolic father, you can find out there's some pioneering, there's some pathways, there's some revelation, there's some anointing, there's some foundation that we're going to lay as the people of God. You're part of this. But you got to pay attention when that anointing coming towards you. And you got to fight for your own personal blessing when God show you things. And then do your best to find out. Because you're not going to do it unless you study. You're not going to do it. I told you about Ramon. I'm getting his name right. Ramon Francis. Yeah, Ramon Francis. He's on YouTube. That's the one with the one disease and the two causes. A nutrient deficiency is the cause. Nutrient deficiency and toxicity being put in your body. Those are two causes. And then you give you six pathways to get out. So this apostolic anointing of as master builder also leads the church as front line. Oh, y'all say front line. I can't hear but say it. Front line.
Front line.
Cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
Battlefield commander. And pioneers for Christ. See, while we are preparing the church for a glorious future. There's a glorious future, the end time church. And I'm not talking about going to heaven. I'm talking about a glorious future when we come out the closet.
Amen.
Come out the world closet and come in to our birthright, to our anointing, to our power, to the mercy of God, the grace of God on our lives, and get all this sickness out of our body and out of our ministry. Yes. All right, now. One more, my dear, one more. One more. Just deal with building spiritual foundation structures, patterns, design, and building. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. We have placed the devil on a high pedestal by giving him the credit for all sickness. The devil cannot kill you. The devil cannot make you sick, because if you keep him in his right place under your feet, you tread on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy should do you no harm. The Godhead is on this. Acts 10:30 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. In Jesus' ministry as the chief apostle, everybody they brought to Jesus, everyone, he healed them all. Mm-hmm. And now we get people healed. We can lay hands on the sick and tell them now walk in health, and then teach them a believable, a understandable, a revelatorial understanding of taking care of their body. Let's go back to Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Go back to 1 Corinthians 9:27. You bring your body under subjection. You got to bring your body under subjection. If it's not so, you're going to be just like the rest. And then you go to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body You think sickness giving not the healing. Sickness give God glory?
No.
No. It don't give God glory. It put a bad mark on the name of God. So hereditary, gene wise, we got so many excuses because we was ignorant of what really was happening to us. You know what I'm saying? We said pray harder, say it louder, say it more firm, but that's not getting the job done because if you keep pausing those cells, keep putting dairy product, keep putting animal product, which is loaded with toxicity. Loaded. In our generation, you got some loaded chicken, you got some loaded cow, loaded with poison. You put it in your body. Yeah, it tastes good, but it's not doing you no good. And then this processed food going to the window and they got it ready in 5 minutes, that's a no-no. Y'all got to understand this. I had one of my sons, had to preach one of my members' funeral, talking to the daughter. The daughter said to me, yeah, mama had put two stents in there. She had a heart attack, but she was doing real good. He said, but the other day she was at the window getting some food and passed out. And the car took off, went across four lanes on the other side of the highway. And the man was at the window down to give a mouth-to-mouth recitation. She come back, but she never made it back. What? Where the stent came from? It came from wrong eating. And then she was still doing it. And then I had a stroke there and died. Wrong eating, that's what it is. The Lord, the devil can't kill you. The devil can't make you sick. It ain't not because your mama was sick. It's what you eating. And so I pray God that he teach us how to do this. This is not secular. This is spiritual. This is the truth. Sinners who know this are living better than us in hell. Sinners who know this. Because it's not about prayer. It's not about faith and all that at this point. It's we just eating sickness, eating early death. People worry about their weight. You don't have a weight problem. You have a well-being problem. If you eat right, I got my son, I'm telling him now. If you eat right, you lose the weight. Eat for your well-being. Don't go on one of them fast diets and lose weight talking about looking good. You look good, you're taking medicine, you're still sick. You want to look good and be good. And you can do it. Every one of my ministers who pastor in churches, y'all need to pray, y'all need to listen to me. If you're going to follow me, y'all need to listen to me. Y'all going to try to let me take all this heat by myself. But I don't care, I'll take it. I'm going to obey the Father. Y'all need to listen to my broadcast, get an idea of what I'm talking about, and you need more wisdom than I have when I first started. Well, I just went at it, but I don't regret it because I'm getting results even when I didn't know halfway what I was doing, but I jumped on it. But now I've come to understanding, I've come to wisdom, I've come to knowledge, I've come to chasing myself, my wife chasing herself, and I'm on my family continuously. When they eat with me on Sunday, they've been eating with me for years. They've said they're small children. We're eating properly now. And until everybody raise their hands, say, I don't have nothing in my body, nothing bothering me, we're going to stay with it. So I pray that from an apostolic point of view, that you now know why you're sick. The devil didn't make you sick, he's behind it. But it's what you ate make you sick. What you ate, what you've been eating for so long, and I'm going to ask you to change your lifestyle. So we, as a team, can begin to lead the body of Christ into this glorious moment in the church where the body of Christ becomes healthy and wealthy. Well, let me pray with you. I know there's been a strong impartation. And I know the thing I don't want you to think about, what am I eat? What am I eat? Don't think about that right now. Don't think about that. Think about the curse causeless Proverbs 26:2 shall not come. God said that. God's word said the curse caused it shall not come. Remember, there are always cause and effect. Remember, whatever comes without, it happened from within, both physically and spiritually. Father, we thank you today that you call us together as men and women of God. We thank you for pulling the veil off of our eyes to see that you are really a good God and that you've been trying to help us, trying to get our attention, what the enemy has been using to destroy our health and to cut our lives off. I thank you that this unfoldment goes into the heart of every daughter, every son that's on this line. I ask the Holy Spirit to endorse and to make it real to them and help them each step of the way. Help them not to be condemned about nothing, but just listen to you and step by step, Lord, order our step. Lead us that we can have a revolution beyond breakthrough experience on the church, becoming testifying and bringing people from their deathbed and then bringing people from weakness and sickness and disease. We just thank you now. We praise you. We can't thank you enough. I'm excited, Father. I'm excited about this hour. I've seen what you're doing so quickly and so swiftly in the body of Christ. These men and women from all over the world, we hooked up together from different states, different countries. We hooked up together. Help us to begin to lay this foundation. Do it ourselves. Lay this foundation. See the truth and operate in it. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. So be it. In Jesus' name. Love you so much. Go for it. God bless.
Thank you, Apostle Thompson. Real briefly, just a reminder, don't forget about your respective circle calls. If you don't know the time of the calls or the call coordinates, be sure to contact your MVB or Group B to find that out. I just want to remind you about the our Money Coming to You conference that is coming up. We'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina with Pastor Marv Scroggins. It'll be February 14th and February 15th. Now, again, make note of the new times. On the 14th, it'll be at 7 p.m. On the 15th, which is Friday, we'll be at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. That's, again, on Friday, it'll be 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. So make note of those new time changes. Again, it'll be Greensboro, North Carolina, for Pastor Marv Scroggins. If you need more information, you can go to eiwm.org, and they'll have more information on the website. Again, thank you so much for being on this afternoon's impartation call. I will have this call, this particular MP3, uploaded. You'll receive a link within the hour. Thank you so much. Have a great day.